Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Rad Reality Show. It's Thursday, so you know what day it is. It's Survivor. But let's kick it off with our theme song for usually Thursday night, especially during Survivor's time of the year. And you know what it is. Welcome to the show, everyone. Tonight we're going to be talking about Survivor. If you guys have a question on Survivor, you guys can call in 347-237-5506.
Welcome, everyone, to the Rad Reality Show. Thank you all so much for joining us on this nice, crisp October 13th evening. My name is Cherry Garcia. I'll be your host tonight, along with your friend and mine, Paul from Minnesota. How are you tonight, Paul?
Minnesota in the
Minnesota.
House.
Minnesota.
I'm doing well. Thanks, Jerry.
That's good. How are you feeling?
Back to normal.
Well, yay. Glad to hear that.
Absolutely.
You glad to be here to talk Survivor on Thursday night roundtable Survivor evening?
Absolutely. I did a lot of work ahead of time, as I've already shared with you. Got a lot of clips that we might play, audio clips from yesterday's show. And I'm ready to have some fun with anybody else who wants to call in. And let me again mention that sometimes when you do push the one, it doesn't always take. So I might at some point give a reminder to try pushing it a second time. So, but we don't have any callers up now, but it is 347-237-5506 if you would like to join in the discussion.
Exactly. Quite an interesting show last night, although I sort of got called away in the middle of it last night, so I've had to sort of piece it together. I didn't get to watch all of Survivor, I will have to admit, on tonight's show for the first time. I'm lagging a little bit in everything that happened on last night's show.
Are you like me and a lot of times don't watch it until the next day off your DVR or whatever?
No. I watch it when it airs. But
oh, you do?
I got a call saying that my husband was injured at work last night and had a head injury and was rushed to the hospital and flew to the hospital scared to death and spent most of last night at the hospital with my husband and
let me
watched
just,
pieces of it today, but didn't really catch up totally on all of Survivor. I tried to fast forward through little bits and pieces of it on my DVR tonight, but didn't really get totally caught up, so
okay.
I apologize.
Well, Jerry did share with me about the accident. I didn't know the timing and that it had happened that early that it interrupted your Survivor viewing, but I will share this, that Sherry has talked about where her husband works, and it can be a dangerous place, so she already knew that, and to get that call must have been very frightening.
Yes, the last time he was injured there, he was in the hospital for many days, and he was off work for 4.5 months, so... and it was odd enough that when he called me this time, it was the same time of evening. He always works the same evening shift. It was the same time of evening that he called me the last time he was injured. So when I looked on my phone and saw that, you know, it was coming from his job, my stomach sank, and I just had that gut feeling that something was bad. You know, it was that call again. And... scared me to no end, and when I, you know, it was that head, you know, you always worry about, you know, my gosh, it's his head, and of course they did a CAT scan and made sure there was no brain bleeding or anything like that, and so, you know, they said there's a very small percentage that, you know, will bleed later on, and gave us all the warning signs and some medicine and told him to take it easy, and you know, he's got some dizziness and aches and pains and that kind of thing now. Feels like he's been through an auto accident or something. Great big huge lump on the back of his head, that kind of thing, but you know, I think he's going to be okay. It's just that frightening feeling, and you know, that it certainly shakes you up, and it lets you know in no uncertain terms that, you know, life can throw something at you in a moment's notice, and you never know what turn life can take, and life can change very quickly.
Now,
and
Jerry, you did share with me a whole list of symptoms to watch for, but what length of time is the critical time? Is it in the first 24 hours or days?
Yeah, 24 to 48 hours is pretty much like the most critical time to watch. After that, they say, you know, you're pretty well. But they did say within the next 2 weeks to make sure that he didn't get any other hit to the head.
Okay.
So,
well,
don't plan on smacking him in the head.
Buddy, everybody that's listening hopes everything goes well, and I know you're a good caretaker, so.
Oh, yeah, I plan on keeping him around for a long time, so I'm going to take pretty good care of him. We have our first caller of the night. Let's see who we have here.
It's the one.
Great. Area code 641, you're on the Rad Reality Show. Hello? Area code 641, is this Susie? Hello?
Oh, it dialed in again. Try the other one. Weird.
Area code 641, you're on the Rad Reality Show.
Hi.
Hi, Susie.
Yes.
How are you, hon?
I'm just fine. I just got done eating stuffed peppers.
Oh, that sounds yummy. Thank you for calling the Rad Reality Show. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
Thank you so much for calling. Folks, we have Susie Smith with us from Survivor Gabon. I'm so glad to have you on.
Thanks for having me.
And I suppose you've been keeping up with Survivor South Pacific?
Oh, my God. It's been hilarious to watch. I just love it. I was getting a kick out of watching it last night, and then I So the night before, or that night, yesterday, I thought, well, I'm going to text Coach really quick. And so I texted him, and I said, I would have given you a hug. Because the episode before, that Stacy that got voted off was, you know, they all stood up to try to give her a hug, and she refused it. And I'm like, oh, for Pete's sakes. I mean, the game really gets to some people, but it really is just a game. You know, you have to try. And then when you're on with people like that, you just can't help but your real personality really does kind of come out. You're like, ooh. I would have given him a hug. I'd have been like, geez, if he extended for a hug, I would have taken it. You know.
I know. You know, it's sad that some people leave the game with that type of, you know, chip on their shoulder. And especially now with Redemption Island, knowing that they could come back.
Yeah, and that's kind of a crazy twist. I'm not sure if I like that, but I was really glad they brought the food challenge back. That was kind of cool.
That was really kind of...
It was gross, but it was kind of neat.
It was gross, but yeah, it does make it interesting.
Yeah.
And, you know, the little Hans was so whiny again.
Yeah,
oh,
you know,
my. Hi, Susie. I'm the other co-host. I'm Paul from Minnesota, and I so love hearing our regional accent. You really do have one.
I do. Well, that's good.
Well, welcome
that's
back
good
to
thing.
The show. I do remember when Ron had his game show last year before Big Brother started that you called in, and I'm so glad that we have you back again.
Thank you.
And I believe at the time you were talking about an event that you was coming up in Iowa. I believe it was in Iowa, wasn't it?
Yeah, so I tried to raise money for the cross-country team here and the band, and we did. This last year wasn't bad. We raised about $5,000. You know, it's better than nothing. And then the first fundraiser I had, we really did well and raised like $17,000 for the high school band. We were able to get them a new trailer and stuff. So I didn't do anything this year. I thought, oh, I just giving myself a break.
It's a lot of work, isn't it?
It is. And you know, you need a lot of helpers, a lot of volunteers, and it's like anything. I mean, it really is. It's a lot of work, but it was worth it. I'm just glad I'm glad I did it, but I don't know if I'll do it again.
Hey,
a lot of work.
Before you came on, I was telling Cherry that one thing I did differently for tonight's Survivor show is I spent a lot of time grabbing audio clips from the show.
Sure.
And I thought maybe what we could do is play those clips kind of in the order that they occurred and just kind of talk about them then and just get the actual sense from those audio clips. And it was kind of something new that we're trying, and I kind of sprung it on Cherry at the last minute, so I don't know how she wants to work that out in our discussion with Susie.
Sure.
That would be fine. Did you want to start with 2A or...
Yeah, here's kind of, we'll set it up, and I'll go ahead and play them then, and this is so that we kind of have a sense of where we've come before yesterday's show. This was the previously on Survivor bit, so here we go.
Previously on Survivor. We are neck and neck in our first immunity challenge. For the past 17 days, it's been a seesaw battle between two of Survivor's most evenly matched tribes.
This is how close this challenge was. One coconut away.
At Savai, Ozzy found a hidden immunity item.
Something good!
And thought he was in control of the dominant alliance.
I am the anchor. They want me to tell them how to do everything.
But one of his allies, Jim, was plotting against him.
So I started thinking, do I make a move against Ozzy?
Jim teamed up with Cochran and Don to undermine Ozzy by targeting his closest confidant, Elise.
If Elise goes first, that buys me another 3 days.
At Upolu, Coach was safe in his alliance.
I think I'm sitting pretty right now.
But not everyone was a Coach fan.
I'm not buying Coach's BS at all.
Stacy was on the chopping block, so she looked in vain for the hidden immunity idol. At the immunity challenge, Dawn, the oldest member of Savai, proved she was one of the strongest competitors.
Yes! Stacy drops out of the challenge! Dawn wins for Savai!
Upolu went to tribal council, where Brandon, the nephew of the notorious Russell Hance,
broke down.
You feel a responsibility to reclaim the family name in a positive light.
I'm going to do it.
Fourth person voted out of Survivor South Pacific.
In the end, Stacy was voted out, and she passed on a hug from Coach on her way to Redemption Island.
Stacy, the tribe has spoken.
Where she'll soon battle with her old friend, Christine. 14 are left. Who will be voted out tonight?
You know, Susie, the first thing that I thought of is how strange, it doesn't happen many seasons, how it's gone back and forth and back and forth and back and forth from one tribe to the other, winning those immunity challenges. Can you remember them going this far this even?
God, it doesn't seem like it. Seemed like we, I don't remember. I just remember thinking, man, I got a break when we did that little switch up and went over to Coda. Had I stayed where Fong was at when it was happening to us, they lost like I don't know how many challenges in a row. So this is just crazy to go back and forth like that. I don't know if it's just the players themselves. I'm not sure what's going on. It seems to me like there's a lot of, I think Jeff tries to talk about how the tribes are divided in each tribe, but I don't see that as much. I still see that they really are working as a team, each tribe. So maybe that's the reason that they're, it's so back and forth. You know, they're not one tribe is really dominating the games, all the time. So, yeah, it's interesting to watch. It's just very interesting to watch.
And the other thing that brought back memories of is how impressed and how pleased and happy I was to see how well Dawn performed. I mean, she was in a bad position, and holy cow, did she come through, don't you think?
Wasn't that awesome? And holding it all on her back, like she bringing all that weight. So, oh, my gosh.
She was really feeling like she was low man on the totem pole in her tribe. And when she won challenge, she really, I think, earned respect from her tribe, and it's what she needed to pull herself up in her tribe and gain that respect and really feel like she had that camaraderie and feel like part of them. I don't think she feels like she's going to be the next one to go, maybe, now that she's, sort of proven to them that she will do what it takes to win. Proving herself
in
a challenge.
I see that, and I also see the other side is, you take the young, and they stick together. It's just like the older people. They all, it does get clicky. It's almost like being back in school again. And as much as they're going to respect her and love her, I still think, eventually the younger ones are still going to stick together, and they are going to try to they'll try to vote her off eventually.
It's so sad that the young ones do get that clicky and.
Yeah.
Take the old ones out when, I can see how, the older people in Survivor try so hard to, sometimes they work twice as hard to.
Oh, I know.
Gain respect and just keep their place in the tribe.
Yeah, it is, and it's, sometimes it's just a matter of, your personality and see how, you have to know when not to make any waves and when to make a wave. And just, it's like walking eggshell sometimes. And it really is. A lot of it is so much just luck. That was awesome. That saved Dawn. But I think, I don't know. I don't know who's going to win it. I mean, honestly, I don't know. I just, it's interesting to watch the dynamics of people. And it really is a huge social game when you watch it.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Absolutely.
I tend to have favorites early on if they're from where I'm from.
Yeah.
And this season I really hit the jackpot because Keith is from the Minneapolis area where I live. So I think at least early on he stands a good chance. But it's been very hard to really pick a favorite so far. There's a lot of very good players and a lot of players that are interesting to watch as well.
Oops. I love watching Cochran. I just love watching him. Because
Hey, I wanted to tell people that are listening, he's not in the chat room, but our friend Ben is on the road driving down to Virginia, and he was on the line and all of a sudden he's dropped off again, so I don't know with cell coverage how he's doing.
Sure.
Let me jump ahead real quick and play this one, because timing-wise in the show, I used a little bit of last week's along with this week's. Susie, do you watch Big Brother at all?
I do watch it. No. I take that back. I was thinking The Biggest Loser. I do watch The Biggest Loser, but
Big Brother, I haven't watched it. Big Brother last season had a house guest by the name of Brendan. Very many moments in the house where he started crying, getting emotional, and so we started nicknaming him Brenda. And
did he have the girlfriend that was the redhead? Is that
yes,
the one?
Yes, Rachel.
Okay, sure.
And they were on this season as well. They brought back a few people, and she ended up going all the way.
I'm
going to
grab Ben real quick, Paul.
Go ahead.
Hi, Ben, on the road to Virginia. How are you? You're on the Rad Reality Show.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
can you hear me now?
And we have Susie on.
Hold on.
Can you hear me now? He sounds like a U.S. Cellular commercial.
Yes, he does.
Oh, there it is. I have the phone backwards.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, that would help if you held
Ben,
it right.
I don't
How
know.
How do you use a cell phone 101?
Susie
now,
is on, Ben.
Smartphone. I'm calling on my smartphone instead of my stupid phone.
Oh.
I dropped off on the stupid phone, so I switched over to T-Mobile.
Where are you hearing us okay, Ben, and where are you right now?
Perfect. We are, we just left. Probably about 15 miles from my house.
Did you hear what I said? That indeed you asked if Susie was on yet? Did you hear that she is on? Did you want to say hi?
What's that?
Oh, my
Susie
goodness.
Susie is on with us. Say hi.
Hello, Ben. Hello. Didn't I just talk to you earlier? We lost him. He's in the valleys, the Appalachian Mountains, in and out, probably.
Anyway, let me go ahead and play this clip. The reason I talked about our nickname for Brendan from Big Brother, calling him Brenda, and he dropped again. At any rate, I saw, oh, my gosh, different name, but Brandon, I think we need to start calling Brandon Brenda. So here's the clip that I put together. I'll play it now.
Let's try a little group therapy. Michaela, the most annoying thing about Brandon.
He's a great kid, but it's always in the back of my mind who his uncle is.
Who's his uncle?
Russell.
So you shared who your uncle is?
Absolutely.
How difficult is it, Brandon, to hear people talk ill of your uncle?
It's tough. You know, he's my family. It's just sometimes we fall to temptation. Sometimes this can get hard for everybody.
What's upsetting to you right now?
Because, man, I just want to be somebody that God's proud of.
What's making you think you aren't?
I don't want to be misrepresented to my family, because it affected my family big time when this whole thing went down with Russell. And you can only protect him so much, bro. I mean, when you see what he done, it's like the proof's in the pudding, you know? You can't help somebody who's done that to himself, but what do you do? What do you do?
So you feel a responsibility to reclaim the family name in a positive light?
I'm going to do it. You know, if I haven't already told him already, I'm going to do it. It's not how you start, it's how you finish.
Tribal Council was emotional, man. The way that Michaela answered Jeff's question when he asked what she doesn't like about me the most, she said, I don't like he's a hand. It was pretty prejudiced. The way she handled that shows that she had very little class at that time. You know, these are real people out here. They have feelings, you know? And I don't care what people think about me. It doesn't matter. I mean, I'm a good person. I'm a good guy. And, you know, if I can't win the game like that, then I don't need to win it.
Hey, Ben.
For Pete's sake.
Back.
Welcome back, Ben. We decided we've got a new Brenda on a different reality show.
Not on the Biggest Loser, or Big Brother. Now he's on Survivor.
Lil Hans.
Lil Hans is our new Brenda.
Yeah, he's the bomb. .com.
God, you can really hear his immaturity, in my opinion. And if you have to try that hard and cry that much to convince people that you're a good person, obviously you're not then, in my opinion. It's like, for Pete's sake. And I really, immediately, when he first came on, what irritated me the most is he had the audacity to think that all the good-looking women on there were after him. They were going to ruin his marriage. You know, you control yourself.
Exactly.
not everyone's running, dropping at your feet because they're like, my God, that's Brandon. I got to have this man. I'm going to take him away from his, I'm going to guess, 18-year-old wife, however old she is, because he's a young kid. It looks like he's only, what, how old is the kid, 21? I don't even know how old he is, 23. And I thought to myself, my God, kid, you've got issues. Who battles that? You don't. To me, it's easier to be good than ever even remotely think that you're going to do anything bad. Does it make sense?
Yeah.
It's almost like he's possessed. Like.
Well, it's like demon. It's like he can't control his own urges and his own. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I wish I would have been on that season with him now, because I'd be like, okay, listen, you need to straighten up. Not every girl here is looking at you going, I got to get me some of that Brandon Hans. They're just not doing that, you know? I mean, I'm sure he's a nice-looking kid, but come on. I mean, it just makes me wonder why he is the way he is. I mean, if you really think about it, part of it's got to be maybe maturity and, you know,
yeah,
I mean, I don't know.
I'm guessing that he did things or lived part of his life with doing some bad things, and he's now trying to change that,
yeah.
And he's conflicted, like he's going back and forth. I think he genuinely is trying, but he's just so all over the place, and you can't have somebody with like that you can trust. And I really thought last week, you know, that Coach was ready to cut him loose.
I thought so too. Even I thought to myself, wow, Ben's really being, he's really being patient. You know,
when he told him, you know, stop it.
I know,
now.
It was so mad like
you
that.
Know,
yeah.
I mean, I thought Coach was ready to just unleash on him.
Oh, God, it's just crazy. I'm like, you kid, you've got, and I'm like, I can't believe you sincerely, he really feels like he can go on a show like that and he's going to change that name. But in my opinion, that's already done. I mean, obviously everybody knows when you play a game like that, you do change a little bit while you're playing it, because if you're mature enough and old enough to know, you're going to know that cameras are on you all the time. So there's not a moment that you get to, you really have to be on your game and watch what you're saying and, you know, just be careful, because everyone's going to see that, everyone. So I was like, damn, this kid is really... He's got some issues. I mean, I knew when I was on, I knew everyone was going to see and hear everything that I was going to say. So I really consciously was careful about that. But that could have been because I'm also closer to 50. I'm not 23. So I don't know if that makes a difference, but I don't know. You almost kind of feel sorry for the poor kid.
Yeah,
Times when you do. You have some sympathy for him, and there's times when you just go, you know, come on, wake up.
You want to be like, grow up, for Pete's sakes, jeepers. I'm just curious. I'm like, okay, so if you're 20, I thought to myself, you're 23 years old then, or however old he is, and it's like, if you've done some, my guess is that he's probably stepped out on his wife or done some things that he's really ashamed of.
Yep.
So it's like, why don't you just own him? Jeepers, you screwed up, and so now move on. You don't have to cry and carry on about it, because we don't have to live your life. I'm not living in his house. I don't have to live with his wife, or I don't have to live with any of that. So he's letting the whole world know that he's putting more pressure on himself.
Oh,
because
yeah.
The minute he makes even a remote mistake, man, the media is going to be all over him. And that's what's so sad. It's like, damn, you know, we all make mistakes, but you don't have to tell the world about it, you know?
Right.
Just too bad.
How about let's move on to the duel between Christine and Stacy and the Benjamin talk.
Oh, I know.
Here we go.
Today, Christine and Stacy are battling it out, and the other tribe could get intel from us. That's what I'm most afraid of today, and I'm hoping when Albert comes back with Michaela that he says that Stacy and Christine kept their mouth shut. Christine will battle against Stacy, voted out at the last tribal council. Stacy, what's it like for you to see your former tribe mates who voted you out?
Those are liars. So Red Team, look out for those right there, okay? It wasn't a team. It is Benjamin, Albert, and Sophie. But who's the ending to? Benjamin and Albert. But Benjamin is running the
Benjamin
team.
Coach.
Benjamin is running the team.
Benjamin makes the decision.
Makes all the decisions.
When I said coach, you said, no, Benjamin.
Yeah.
There's a difference?
Adults call him Benjamin, so I'm going to call him
whether
coach,
he likes it or not. He's Benjamin.
So your way of fighting back is to saying, I will not honor the coach name.
What's his name? What was his birth name? It wasn't Coach. It was Benjamin, wasn't it? And, you know, they're children, 26, 22. They over there listening to all of Benjamin's Halloween jokes, Chuck E. the Cheese jokes. They want it. He going off for loyalty, got them feet. Oh, Benjamin's so loyal to you. Come on, every day got a story. I wasn't buying it. No. So they trade like yesterday, like the tribal was all cahoots. Benjamin, let's give a hug. Keep that hug. For me, because it wasn't real.
If at any point a ball hits the ground, you're out of the duel. Last person left standing stays alive on Redemption Island. The loser is out of this game for good. He drops the ball. Christine stays alive on Redemption Island. Stacy, your adventure has come to an end.
Okay.
It's time for you to go.
Thank you.
Bye, Stacy.
Benjamin's been doing everything, and Albert's his right-hand man, and those are things I thought we were going to be able to keep under the radar pretty well. It just pisses me off because it makes us look bad in front of the other tribe, and I know Coach is going to be pissed.
Well, hey, guys.
How are you?
How was it? Bad?
It was bad, dude. Stacy, she said we're all liars. She said you, Sophie, myself were trolling stuff.
That's disgusting.
Stacy just went on a rampage about it.
Really?
Benjamin is running the tribe.
Benjamin.
Who's Benjamin?
You're not Coach, you're Benjamin.
Jeff's like, so you refuse to give him, dignify him as Coach. He's like, he's Benjamin. His mom named Benjamin. I would call him Benjamin.
If anybody calls me Benjamin to my face, I'm going to go nuts. My parents call me Coach. I've been being called Coach since I was 18.
Stacy just went on a rant. Stacy said, Coach is running the show. So now at the merge, I'm probably going to be hit number one. It just ruins my day. It sucks.
I have to say that I have counted Christine out from Redemption Island so many times, and
yeah.
I am so surprised she continues. But holy cow, Stacy, what is wrong with you putting those balls in so damn fast?
Yeah, what was that about? I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, geez, you're not even giving them time. She was really snapping them up, you know, catching them up right away at first. I thought, gosh, she's got the perfect length of hands or her arms, you know, they're falling right in her hand. And then all of a sudden it was like, boom, she lost it. So she did. She was putting them in way too quick.
I mean, Jeff tried to help out, but it was like she wasn't really paying attention. But I give props to Christine. I have to say that she hasn't faced the toughest of competitors, but still, she's hanging in there.
Yeah, she is. You know, and all the challenges are different, too. I mean, they make those challenges so that, you know, you and I can compete. I mean, granted, I'm not gonna run no 2 mile in any fast speed and swim an ocean, but I mean, you put us up on a certain different type of challenges like that. Yeah, she's got a heck of a shot at playing any of them and winning any of them. You know, she can do it.
Hey, Ben, you still with us?
Yes. Who's her name? Is it Christine on Redemption Island?
Yeah.
She scares me.
She's got a run on Redemption Island.
Yeah, she scares me. She's like that homing missile, that nuclear-tipped homing missile that's aimed right at Coach, and it scares me. He's the only thing in the game that scares me.
She wants him out, doesn't she? She's like, I do not want this guy.
She's going to do it, I think. I think she's going to go in and nuke him, and that's going to suck, because I like Coach.
Yeah, you know, he's been fun to watch this season, I think, but... you never know what she's going to do. You don't know. People are always shocked at the end. You're like, oh, geez, I didn't think that was going to happen. They're always surprised.
You never know what's going to happen on Survivor. You know,
that's exactly right.
One little challenge that you don't think would be the one that would take her out that comes along that, you know, would be the one you think she would succeed in the most that will take her out in a moment's notice. And, she could fall on some day that she's not even being filmed and have an injury that takes her out. And we don't even see what happens, you know? I mean,
you just don't know.
It's a crazy game, so.
It is. And, you know, like I just tell people, it's not everyone. We'll always ask you questions, you know, what was it really like? What's this? What's, you know? And I'm like, you know, you just won't know until you're on there. But I know it's a physical game, but in my mind, from the very first show that I've ever watched, clear back from Borneo, I knew then that I told myself, this is a freaking social game. I don't care if you're 80 or if you're 25. If you have no personality and do not know how to get along with people, you will not get far in that game. The only way you'll ever get far in the game is if you're physically capable and you're so talented at everything and anything that you do that you'll make it to the end just by pure skill and talent. But most of it is all persistence.
You go on a wrestle finding a hidden immunity idol.
There you go. Or that too.
I mean,
he
had no social game.
Yeah. I mean, I think of Tom. I think of Tom Wesson, the guy that the firefighter. I met Tom, and I thought to myself, and he had personality. I mean, he's a nice guy. He has great personality. But I thought to be physically in the way he won every challenge like that, I'm like, jeepers. I mean, you know, he had a winning streak all the way to the end. It was remarkable to watch.
Hey, we mentioned one of the players that has become kind of a fan favorite, I'm thinking, over time, and I finally have my first clip of Cochran.
I love that guy.
And this was when Cochran went out fishing. I hope you enjoy this one. This was kind of fun.
I don't really have any outdoorsy skills, but I figured, you know, I got to step up. I'm slightly nervous going on the boat for the first time because I bring zero experience, zero ability, and zero confidence. I don't think I'm going to be able to prove anything in terms of being able to catch fish because I think that's being left to Ozzy, but I'm hoping this will be a bonding experience where I'm not always viewed as kind of one of the girls hanging out around camp while the true men go out fishing.
Holy crap!
Get all fish! Yeah, we got 11.
Holy crap.
Having watched Cook Island and Fans vs. Favorites, you see Ozzy as this kind of superhuman, Mowgli-esque guy that can do no wrong.
Get some rest, man.
But Ozzy has kind of faded into this middle-aged Ozzy who, you know, has a few moments of glory each day where he runs out and gets us some fish. But otherwise, he's kind of a lazy ass. He's becoming the arrogant fisher boy, jungle boy, who feels like he can do no wrong and that he's entitled to our deference. And the more he acts like this, it's going to come back to bite him in the ass.
I just love that kid.
Ozzy.
He's hilarious.
Middle-aged Ozzy.
Well, hold on. He's got to be, what, 29, 31? I don't know. He's got to be right up there. Geez, he's right up in there. He's starting to wise up now. Although he's not very happy right now. He's kind of pouting because, you know.
Next week should be really interesting when he declares that he's a free agent.
You know, and I was really surprised that when those other two voted for Dawn, just because they wanted Ozzy to think that we're still with you, but, you know, we didn't want to go the other way and vote whoever they voted out and or what's your face. And I thought to myself, God, you're really kind of being a, he is kind of being a baby about it. I'm like, now he's a free agent, so we're seeing
what's
going to happen.
Yeah, now he's declaring himself a free agent.
And I just
good
love Johnny. I love that John kid, though. My God, isn't he funny? He's so quirky, but I just love him because he's so himself.
Yes, he doesn't. Yeah. He's not riding coattails, so to speak.
Now,
he's
well,
making
and even
his
if,
own decisions, basically.
Yeah,
and
even if he did, I mean, that's sometimes that can be the game plan for someone. But I just think he's just being himself, and, you know, he's just putting it out there. I'm just, this is who I am, and I'm trying. And sometimes it's kind of, it kind of hurts me when I hear when they, you know, Jeff Probst will say something, or, you know, they're trying to make him out like he's this oddball, geeky kind of guy. Okay, maybe he is a bit of a geek, but jeepers, how many times can you say that without, you're going to make the guy cry here pretty soon. Jeepers, leave him alone. I mean, you know, but that's just me. I would have probably had him on my hip the whole time I was out there. Like, I don't want him to be his friend. Yeah, I would have.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You can just hang with me. I'll take care of you, you know.
Yeah,
yeah. Hey,
someone in the chat room just said that they wouldn't have eaten the pig meat everyone spit out, even if it was fried again.
All right.
Oh,
and
I would have ate it.
You're hungry, you eat it. I didn't
Did
think
you
it
see
would
the one
translate
girl that,
to
I think
audio,
was...
but I actually have that roast pig challenge as my next clip, and holy cow, just listening to it, having, if you've already seen it, will bring back memories of that. So I'm going to play that now.
Okay.
Come on in, guys.
Rick, big reaction seeing that pig. That's nice. Once again, immunity is back up for grabs. For today's challenge, each tribe will have a roasted pig on a spit with your hand tied behind your back. You will race to chew off as much meat as you can. You may be tempted to eat it, but if you want to win, put it in the basket. The tribe that spits the most meat in their basket at the end of 10 minutes wins immunity. All right, here we go for immunity and reward. Survivors ready. Go. Any way you can get that meat off using your mouth and then bring it back and spit it in the basket. It'll be little pieces in the beginning and then probably bigger pieces toward the end as you start working. Piece of meat is stuck in Keith's teeth. He can't get it out. Don's gonna pull it out. That is teamwork right there. That was disgusting, Jim. Edna has meat stuck in her mouth. Coach has to rip it out. Now Brandon can't get his out. Rick pulls it out.
Thank you, Rick.
Both tribes getting to know each other in a whole new way. This is a disgusting challenge. Both tribes getting a lot of meat off of this pig. Rick drops one on the ground. Is he going to leave it? He's leaving it. Michaela will pick it up. She's not too proud. 5 seconds left. Four. Three. One. We're done. Pull away. Pull away. Let go, Ozzy. Let go. Whatever's in your mouth, put in your basket, then walk away.
Somebody's got to get this out of my teeth.
Ozzy gives Cochran a nice little kiss to get that last little bit, and it might make a difference. This could be very close. Start with Savai. We're at 22 pounds, 12 ounces for Savai. No. No way. 22 pounds, 12 ounces is the mark to beat. 22 pounds, 14 ounces.
Yeah, yeah,
Taylor wins immunity and reward by 2 ounces.
Barbecue hug!
Polo, congratulations. Hard fought challenge. In addition, because you won, you can take home all the meat you collected.
Oh, yeah. Oh, woo!
Spit and all, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Spit and all. You better believe it, baby.
I was getting ready to say,
and they all have
you,
herpes.
Before you kept
and
me
they
out,
got ripped
Paul.
Off. That was a robbery. That was a robbery. progress.
That Michaela had picked up that piece of meat off of the ground.
Yeah.
And had she not done that,
it would have been those 2 ounces.
It wouldn't have been those 2 ounces.
Yeah.
And it's so surprising. This is such a close, you know, tight race. Last week
was
only one coconut.
Yes.
This challenge was only 2 ounces.
Yes.
All right, Susie, I know everybody is hungry out there, but really, you're going to eat that spit?
Yeah, that was a rip-off.
I would have taken it. They probably washed it in seawater. Then they brought it back and reboiled it. So, it's going to kill the germs.
Okay.
It's going to kill the bacteria. You would have done it anyway. They should have given it to them, but they won't.
Yeah, they should have, though. They should have. That was a rip-off.
Hey, Susie, hold on. Hey, Ben.
Yes.
Are you talking to somebody in the car or what?
No, I was saying it was a rip-off. They got ripped off. They should have given them the meat that was hanging up on the stick still.
That's
the
meat they should have given them. But they still all had their mouth on it anyway. So, but they're going to eat it because they're hungry and, you know.
True.
They're going to rinse it off in that salt water and then they'll boil it and it'll be fine and they'll forget about it. I'm sure they forgot about it by now.
I'll pass.
Herpes and all. Remember, Johnny said we gave each other herpes.
All right. You spoke of that. You spoke of that.
I would eat a balut before I eat that.
What'd you say, Ben?
Maybe I would eat a balut before I'd eat the spit meat.
Oh.
All right, here's the herpes clip. We might as well play it. We're talking about it.
Go on,
okay.
Paul. Oh, gosh.
In all honesty, the whole back side of one of my molars is gone.
Just came down to team mouth volume size.
Boy, lips hurt so bad.
Yeah, we're all going to have pig gut breakouts tomorrow.
We're probably also all going to have oral herpes.
What? Why?
I'm sure somebody does. I mean, doesn't everybody have herpes?
What?
Doesn't that like 99% of human beings have herpes?
Okay,
no. Harvard, I don't know.
So.
Oral, no, like getting a cold sore, that's herpes.
I've never had a cold sore.
Yeah.
You're not living then.
Cochran.
You haven't lived until you've had a cold sore.
So you're telling us you just gave us
no,
cold sore.
I'm saying I'm going to get it from one of you. Anybody want me to open them a coconut? I'm getting good at it.
I thought to myself, are those people not educated? Of course everybody has herpes. Everybody knows a cold sore is a herpes. I mean, I would have laughed at that if he had said that because I'm like, yeah, it's true. Because some people get so offended. I'm like, calm down for Pete's sakes. Jeepers, I swear. What is wrong with people?
I know. And then I just love the way all of a sudden he says, anybody want a coconut? I'm getting good at it.
And then, you know, it's kind of funny because he's, you know, it seems to me like he is a worker. Like, he really does work throughout the day. He's working when he can. And then the next second, you get Ozzy saying that he's not really working. He's just trying to step it up. Please, that kid's been working since the very first time that he was at Tribal because you guys pretty much have him on the, you know, ready to vote him out. So I think he's a worker, but then they kind of go back and forth, and I'm thinking, I think he's working a lot harder than the rest of you.
And Ozzy's laying in his hammock. Going,
well, he's
not
king,
working.
He's the king.
Yeah.
And he just lost his queen, so let's see if she makes it back on or not. I'm not sure what to think of that Redemption Island. I just don't know how to feel about that.
No?
From what I understand, Jeff Probst and the Survivor powers that be say that Redemption Island is going to be around for the next few years, for the next few seasons, I should say. They seem to like it, and I think it's going to be around for the next few seasons. So,
I kind of thought last year that it was, you know, for Boston Rob and Russell, you know, because
right. You
probably felt that those two would be targeted, and this would give them, you know, if they did get booted off, this would give them a second chance. And, of course, this year they do the same thing, bringing back Ozzy and Coach.
Right.
But otherwise, you know, I don't know either, Susie. It's kind of sometimes I like it, sometimes I don't.
I mean, it is. I guess it's a neat way to think of it as it gives your regular on a normal Survivor the people that would get voted off, you know, it was done, they were done. But now they're getting a second chance. So it is kind of neat. You know, you think, take Christine, for instance, she would have been out. I mean, four seasons ago, she'd have been done. But now, with Redemption Island, it's kind of interesting to watch her fight her way back and how far will she get, you know? So it is neat.
The sad thing is, usually, the people who do make it back into the game, as we saw last year, as soon as they get back in the game, you know, they're targeted immediately. They've got to go.
Yep.
And
because they know the stories on both sides now. Because every time the tribes members come to watch them do the challenge, of course, they're telling everything.
Not only that, but we don't see all the time they're spending, the two of them that are getting ready to face off. Those two are probably sharing all sorts of information.
Oh, yeah, you're not going to see all of that, yeah. So it is kind of interesting to, you know, it is neat.
It's likely, depending on who is the first one that is offered to come back. I know last season that guy chose to go back to his old tribe. I think that most everybody this season is saying that they would go back to the other tribe.
Right. But I'm wondering if, now, did they do that last year with the Redemption? Didn't they just, I mean, they got to merge soon here, I'm guessing.
No,
that
Christian kid, and I don't know why I keep forgetting his name, when he was offered, it was before the merge, and he went back to his old tribe, and then there was a second person to come back from Redemption Island after the merge, if my memory serves correct.
Right. That could be, I don't know, I just remember thinking, I don't know how to feel about it, but then there's times that I think it's a good idea because it does give those people that give it or go voted off a second chance. It does. It gives them another shot at it.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know how I would have felt if I'd have been taken off right, voted off right away. I'd been like, oh, this sucks, you know?
Yeah. Now, one thing we haven't talked about is what is appearing right now to be one of the fatal mistakes that Ozzy has made. And it was when they came back from watching Redemption Island, and he makes a comment that Coach should get rid of Albert first. And Jim perks up, and he goes, what?
Like, really? Yeah.
Yeah, why would you get rid of one of your stronger allies first? Well, if that's what you think Coach should do, then maybe that's what you're thinking that you will do to us. And holy cow, that was just the perfect opening from last week to this week when Jim was trying to get rid of Elise last week but didn't have the numbers. Now he could work on Keith.
I was thinking they're going to vote Ozzy. They're going to vote, you know, I really thought they were going to vote him out. And then
Think they didn't target him first?
I'm not sure. I mean, it would have made sense. But then, you know, he would have went to Redemption, and maybe they're thinking, God, he's likely to win against the people on Redemption Island. He's likely to win, and maybe they're just thinking of, ooh, what's going to happen when he does come back? Is it going to get really bad? And maybe if he, you know, you just don't know.
All that they
he would have teamed up with Coach for sure.
Susie, all that they've shown us thus far is that Ozzy told Keith that he had the hidden immunity idol, and Keith told Whitney. Everybody that we've talked to that's been on Survivor feel like it's probably gone to more people than just those. Do you agree?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. Because they're, you know, obviously they're not showing us everything, so it's likely that they might have told. There's other people that probably know.
And then Coach goes and he finds it this week and lets both Albert and Sophie know.
Yeah, and I wondered if he was going to tell them. I thought, oh, maybe he's not going to say anything. Just say.
Yeah, but don't these people recognize how far Sandra got by keeping her mouth shut?
I don't know, but
twice?
Obviously not. Oh my God, can you believe it? She wins twice too. It just amazes me.
What they think they're gaining by revealing that, because maybe early on it garners trust from those people, but it's going to come back and bite them.
Well, yeah, because you want to get rid of the person that's got the immunity. I remember when I was playing and I knew that Sugar had it. I remember talking to Maddie and Kenny. I'm like, you know, this would be the perfect opportunity to get to flush it out because we knew she had it. And but I was really careful. Then after I mentioned that, they were kind of against that. So then I had to step back. I'm like, okay, I guess I can't talk about that anymore. So, you know, they. I don't know if it's a good thing to tell everybody or if it's safe. I mean, obviously, it depends on the person. It's working. It, you know, like for Ozzy right now, he feels really safe with his, I mean, with his the immunity idol. But it is going to eventually, it's got to bite him soon. Because they all, there's those two people know that he has it. They know he has it.
Right.
Right.
So it'll be interesting. He's kind of, he has just alienated himself. So I don't think he's going to know who's voting for what and what he's going to do. I wonder if he'll play it right. If they lose again, if he'll just play it right away, just because, you know, he's isolating himself.
Because of his free agency.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. He sells insurance all by himself.
All right. He's a free agent without an agent.
There you go.
How do you think, or do you think that Keith and Whitney can spin their voting for Dawn to get back in Ozzy's graces? I don't think that's going to work at all.
Well, it makes me wonder what happened already, because I can't believe that they weren't able to convince him. Listen, we wanted to stay with you, but we want, you know, I can't believe they didn't, they should have just lied to him about it. But maybe since he's played the game before, he's thinking, I'm done. You know, I'm thinking, that's the way I'm seeing him, like he's thinking, I'm done. But I can't believe they didn't, they should have had some sort of powwow with Ozzy and convinced him, like, hey, this, we had to do, they had to do that. And to me, if Ozzy was thinking, it just showed him. Yeah, so, you know, they're kind of,
I think that they did tease us with next week, but oftentimes when they do that, it means that they are going to survive it. I can certainly see Ozzy, Keith, and Whitney forming a tight three.
Yes, yeah.
And
it's really...
Working the immunity, you know, the immunity idol into, you know, the votes, and it'll be one of the other three. And I'm wondering if Ozzy's going to say we're going after Jim, get his ass.
Oh yeah, he's going to want.
It's likely that, you know, he is working with them, and he, you know, it showed him standing up on a rock by himself. It's likely that he was talking to a camera alone when he said that, and, you know, he's not necessarily portraying that to the tribe or to his team. He's working with them, and he said that, you know, in solitude, and that's something we're hearing from Ozzy, is how he's thinking internally. But not necessarily how everyone else knows that he's thinking, you know.
Exactly, exactly.
So,
yeah, it will be interesting. They are teasing us because, you know, how many times you watch and you think, oh, look what's going to happen, and then it's entirely something completely different.
Right.
Shit, I thought that was going to happen.
Let's do my final clip and play the portion of Tribal that I put together.
I think we all did a fantastic job at today's challenge. It came down to 2 ounces, so that made it especially devastating.
2 ounces is one extra bite. Jim, was there any going back over thinking,
every single one of us did, because we all say we gave 100%, but then it's like, woulda, coulda, shoulda. And this is the least of the finger-pointing challenges, if there ever was, with our losses. This was one where, ironically enough, we all had more injuries during this challenge than any of our other challenges combined.
Give me the rundown. Who has an injury? From today's challenge.
From today's challenge.
Jim, what's your injury?
I have a bunch of cuts on the inside of my mouth, and my lips are all cut up.
Elise?
Bloody cuts and gum.
Awesome.
Cuts on my lips, chipped tooth, and my jaw's a little dislocated.
Dawn?
Broke a tooth.
Wow. Whitney?
Lips.
Cochrane?
Technically, I haven't been wearing my retainer as diligently as I should have been. My teeth are in constant transition and flux right now. I definitely felt my teeth shifting.
Cochran, are you being silly or are you 100% sincere?
I realize it's not on the same level as a dislocated jaw, but I'm warping the arrangement of my teeth.
Smile, let me see.
That's not a smile, it's a grimace, but...
Don, Cochran's need to assess and reassess. That's not a smile, that's a grimace. How often is that charming and how often is it annoying?
I think Cochran's endearing. He's a little bit of a character to me. But I think this is also a game about bringing people together that would never be together. So part of me is learning to be really tolerant. Like today when we came back from the challenge, he said there's a possibility we could have some communicable disease because we all had our mouths against the spit. And I just thought, I don't know where you get that. That is just hilarious, but not.
Keith, everybody else was kind of laughing. You had a different reaction.
Yeah, it's nasty. I don't want a supposed disease from someone else's mouth. Yeah, the intentions were to maybe make everyone laugh, but I think in the end, yeah, it grossed everyone out.
Cochran, you can't catch a break. It's horrible. It's devastating.
Sorry.
I know these are kind of lighthearted comments, but they do hurt. I mean, he's a tribal counselor. He's always kind of like, next time I'm going to be better. I mean, I could obsess about everything I do out here.
And you probably will tonight.
I probably will tonight, if there is a tonight.
Okay, it is. Time to vote. Okay, once the votes are read, the decision is final. Person voted out will be asked to leave the tribal council area immediately. I'll read the votes. First vote. Cochran.
Elise.
Cochran.
Elise.
Don.
Don.
We're tied. Two votes, Don. Two votes, Cochran. Two votes, Elise. One vote left. Fifth person voted out of Survivor South Pacific. Elise. Need to bring me a torch. Elise, the tribe has spoken. You will have a chance to get back in this game. Grab your torch, head to Redemption Island. Good luck. Judging from the look on Elise's face, I'd say that was your first blindside. And this game just took a big turn. Grab your torch and head back to camp. Good night.
Hey, how did you like getting those votes out of the way so quick?
Poor Cochran. I still feel for him. Jeez. They just pick on him so much, don't they?
I feel like
they bully him.
I liked his comment, well, I can't claim a dislocated jaw, but...
when he said about not wearing his retainer, what I found interesting was he was basically the only one that didn't whine about the challenge, though. Everyone else is like, they got hurt, but he didn't. It's like, and then, so then they can turn it against him. Well, if you didn't get hurt, then you didn't try hard enough. You know what I mean? It's never ending. I thought it was hilarious. It's funny the way so glad he came out on top of that one, though, anyway. It's like, okay, you're still here another 3 days, so see what's going to happen.
He's sticking it out. He's hanging with the best of them. And
he really is.
He's, he's coming up with his own ideas. And, I loved last week when he talked about Jim's car salesman smile. He does have a car salesman smile.
Oh,
there's
he does.
No doubt about it.
Isn't he our poker player, our card
player and marijuana dispenser?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a marijuana dispenser.
There's something funny about that.
I know. But he doesn't want any of them to know that.
Yes, yeah. That's interesting because, I remember thinking when I played, it was too hard for me not to say who I was. But I was surprised later that, like, Charlie, who I was on Coda, he was an actual lawyer. But I thought he was something else, like some sort of a manager or something. And I, the whole time after the whole game was over, I thought, why does it matter why lie about it? It doesn't mean that you're any better or any smarter at anything. The game's the game, and there's a lot of dynamics, a lot of variables. So, yeah, it's interesting. But I love the way Cochran still came out of it at the end there. I thought, okay. And Elise was so... She was surprised, but I think more surprised was Ozzy. He was shocked. It's like, you guys just took away my girlfriend.
He was shocked.
A good move. I think maybe Ozzy would have been the better move, but as a guy, I'm a little disappointed not to have Elise to look at. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I can understand, I'm sure. Heck, it's probably like that for some of the girls. I mean, it's like, geez, she's a cute girl. But I just thought, it was a bad move. I thought they were going to try to take Ozzy out. I just can't believe they didn't. Maybe they're thinking
it was the perfect opportunity to.
Yeah, I think they're thinking challenges though, that if he could win another challenge for him or something. But thus far, they didn't. So
I again, it depends on what Redemption Island's challenge is, but right now, if I had to pick, I would certainly pick Elise over Christine to win the next challenge.
Yeah, I do too. It depends on what it'll be, but, you know, even balance, I think she would do really a lot better at it than Christine. It'll be interesting to see what the challenge will be. You never know. It could be a memory thing. You just don't know what it's going to be. I mean, we won't know.
The challenges I've found at Redemption Island have been somewhat easy, I've thought.
Yeah.
I've been surprised.
They're not real major physical. They're more like, you know, target practice or, you know, like a memory game or anything like that. It's not, you're not really competing physically, really something hard.
Challenges at all.
Yeah, which is all right.
Later on, it might get to that.
It depends. It depends. I think it varies. You know, sometimes they might throw another hard one in there. You just don't know. I mean, I was always surprised every time we did one. I'm like, ooh, we're gonna do that, or I don't know if I can. I mean, in my head, I would be telling myself, ooh, that looks like really tough. You know,
hey,
I don't know if I can.
Lizzie, ever since they switched formats of Ask Other Survivors, do you like that they're combining the rewards with immunity, or would you still like to see it separate?
I like the separate, just because you felt like once you did a challenge and if you won the reward challenge, you would almost feel a little bit more confident or hope that at least, you know, it's like you're getting a second chance at it. So, like, you're going to practice for the reward. You're practicing. So when the real challenge comes, you better hope you do better. I liked it separate because there was always a chance of winning. Even though you never wanted to go to that second challenge because you didn't want to go to tribal, you still felt like, you know, you won something. Yeah. So I like that they're separate. I did like that. So.
All right. The other thing I want to ask some of our chatters and even you, Cherry, well, Susie as well, did you like me doing those clips tonight? Is that something I should try to continue, or?
I liked it. They were kind of long.
They're
long. I'm like, all right, okay, he's going to do the fifth one now.
Yeah.
I'm okay. I mean, I guess I would have liked them shorter.
Okay, good input.
You asked my opinion, so I'm telling you.
I appreciate
it. And that's
what
we like.
What I want.
That's exactly what we want to hear. I am in total agreement.
Put in the major parts. Like, I don't need all the music. Give me the major part of it quick, you know, and then I can, you get the whole gist of the whole scene. Because, I mean, I'm watching the show, too, so.
Exactly.
Now, if I wanted to watch it, it might have been a little different, but.
Just a slight recap would be wonderful, but.
The entire
clip, I think, is a bit too much. A lot shorter.
Come on, Paul, get with the program,
would be perfect. And I think it really helps us, you know, get through the points of the show and have, you know, those points to talk about. But the length could, you know,
I think
it was perfect. So
I got it. Point taken. Don't pile on.
We're glad
now
that you're a good listener. Oh, I am pumped about coming back on Monday night because I guess you're having somebody from The Biggest Loser on. Or no.
Yes.
Yes, Monday.
Yeah, Monday.
We're
going to
have Patrick from
Patrick.
Season 10 of Biggest Loser on the Manic Monday show. And he will be the perfect person for you to talk to. And he is a wonderful guy. Michelle knows all of the people from Biggest Loser. And she will be able to help you considerably with your family. And
I'm gonna have my brother. I mean, he's gonna come over, and I said to him, I go, John, this would be really huge if you could just get on and talk to both of them and just ask questions. And you know, he's gonna call in, and I know he's nervous about it. So he's like, I said, what do I say? Well, you just have to be yourself. There's no right or wrong question. There's no right or wrong statement. You just to tell them who you are, what's going on, what do you need, how can they help you, and you'd just be surprised.
Well, I'll tell you
this,
that I have not been as faithful of a watcher viewer of The Biggest Loser over the years. I have watched a few of the seasons, and about a year and a half ago or so, Ron had about 7 Biggest Loser people on the show one night. It was one of the most enjoyable things. The thing that is so wonderful, and you can pass it along to your brother, the thing so wonderful about those contestants, that's what they want to do. They want so much to give back. They want so much to share and help others that, you know, that have gone through what they've gone through.
Sure.
They love, love, love talking to people that, and help them out. That is just so wonderful.
Well, I'm hoping that my brother can connect with one of them or something. I mean, my goal, ultimate goal, is if I can get him on that show, it'd be fantastic, awesome, because this kid is, he's 500 pounds. It's like, I gotta save this kid. And it's amazing to watch the show. I was telling my husband, I go, it's neat to watch the show, but it's also sad because it really puts it in perspective that we as Americans, I cannot believe how fat our country is.
It's,
I mean, literally.
So true.
We are,
and the diabetes,
we're so fat.
And,
yeah.
And the disease,
and how do we change
that? It takes so many of our loved ones from our lives, and so early.
That's because we're all eating. That's because we're all eating.
We don't need to, you know, and
you know.
It's so sad, too, that it costs so much in this country to eat healthy. It's so unfair that it seems it costs so much more to eat healthy. How many of us can truly walk into a Whole Foods and spend that kind of money on really good organic foods?
It's
balanced, and you know we need to address that in this country and be able to afford to eat more healthy. But you can do it with whatever means you have. You can still eat healthier. I had to change a year ago, a little over a year ago,
sure.
Because I was borderline diabetic, and I lost my grandmother to diabetes, and that was the one thing that scared me more than anything in the world was becoming a diabetic. And
sure.
I didn't go on a diet. I just changed the way I ate consistently. I went,
right.
you know, from whole milk to 2%. I went to whole grain. I changed the way I ate across the board and
right.
just made it a complete change. And
it's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle,
yeah.
they say. I mean, you really have to... I think part of the problem is, you know, I look at, because I work in the school system, and I watch so many of our little kids that are obese, and I mean they're just heavier than they used to be, and I'm like, man, what is going on? And I look at like our lunch menus, and everything is just so, you know, you think that healthy food is more expensive, but I think it's sometimes people are not willing to give up any luxuries, so therefore you can't afford. You would rather buy a staple. Because you're not going to give up your cell phone.
That's
well,
bad.
If you're going to give up your cell phone, you're not going to give up your Android, but you won't downsize. Do you see what I mean? I think
yeah.
people, there's a lot of you know, things that people just won't do. They won't give up, and you can still say, well, you know, we can't do this. Yeah, you can. It's just, I think we are so stuck. Our America is so stuck now that it's so hard to reverse it. And that's scary. That's what's
making
scary.
Those choices, you know, deciding what your priorities in life are. And,
yeah, it's hard.
You know, life has to be a priority, you know. You have to make you the priority. And if you, you know, decide that you're the priority in your life and you want to make that change and you want to take care of you and your body, you know, then that's what those Biggest Loser people are so good at having that inspiration and sharing that inspiration. They can do it like nobody else can.
Yeah, that's
because
why
they have that inspiration in them, and
well,
they want to share it. They want
to
share it so much.
Yeah, and I'm hoping when Johnny calls, I'm like, I just hope when he comes, I hope he gets something from that. Because when he did his video and his application for the Extreme Makeover show, his attitude, it's funny because it was really bad, sad in the first 5 minutes of it. By the end of the video, it was completely different. So I was trying to tell him, I go, your ending needs to be your beginning, because the minute they see you, you're such a downer. And then at the end of it, you're happy. So they want to see your happiness first, and then you got to go down. if I can get him to turn it around. And then, because his attitude was very much, I'm just a number to you guys anyway. And I'm like, see, that's where you're wrong. You can't just say you're a number to them. You can't, because your attitude needs to be, I am the one that you need. You need me. And I was just doing everything I could to try to get him to. But, you know, I don't know what it's like to walk in his shoes, because he's so big, and I don't know. I honestly don't know what it's like to be in his shoes. And so that's what's so scary for me, and it's very hard for me to watch him. Because he's coming from a family of 9 kids. There's 9 brothers and sisters, and we're all really tight. And when we watch him, it just breaks us. I mean, I don't know how many times so many of us have walked away just crying because we can't do anything about it. There's nothing we can do about it. It's all in him. You know, so I'm excited about him coming over Monday and when we call in, and hopefully, and then he'll call in and ask questions, and hopefully he'll talk to Patrick or Michelle.
Is he in Iowa as well, as far as area codes to look for?
Yep, okay. He's in Iowa. Yeah, he lives right here.
I have a question. I did go back when I learned that Michelle was going to have these people on and watch the first episode this year. How do you guys have been watching it? How do you feel about the new twist with the marathon at the end?
Well, have they had the marathon? Didn't they do it in the last? I thought I've seen a marathon before in a couple
they
other.
They do,
videos.
But the person that wins the marathon is automatically going to be in the final 3, is what they said, right?
Oh, I think you're right.
I kind of thought, you know, a lot of these people that get eliminated early do have the chance to come back, and that's been their motivation.
Right.
When the runner-up prize or the most lost prize. But I think this adds a little extra motivation for them to not only work out and run marathons and lose the weight, to finish first, they can now actually put themselves in that final 3, which has never been done before, and I think that's...
I like that idea, because we already know that they struggle anyway with weight. There's been a couple contestants, I watched it, and I can't remember what show I seen it on, but it was related to The Biggest Loser, that have been off the show, and they gained all their weight back. So,
right.
I think it's an excellent idea that these contestants that do get off earlier, that they still have that opportunity to try to get up into the final 3. Yeah, I think that's an awesome idea, because then you're just not throwing them away. You haven't given up on them, and they haven't given up on themselves. They have a goal.
I like how they have the age groups separated. And they have the different people, because I think how they treat the younger group with a little more tenacity and gruff and power, isn't the way you want to treat the 60 and over people. And I think separating the groups and having the different age groups and letting those, older people on and be in a group of their own allows them to shine, and they get to be treated a little bit different in their approach to them. And
I like it. I think it's awesome the way they...
I think it's wonderful the way that they are, letting them sort of have their own separate little group. And they're not quite as hard on them, yet they're succeeding, They're having the success they need. And it's wonderful to see. It's so great to see some of them get up there on that scale and they've lost another 7 pounds, or whatever it might be. And they're so shocked that, it's coming off, and they're just so happy. And,
And I think the trainers, I don't think it matters who they would have got. I really don't. I think they were all prepared to work with that group, whatever group they were going to get. So I don't think it would have mattered as far as who they got for trainers. But it's fascinating to me to watch. I love that show. The Biggest Loser is kind of a neat show. I really do enjoy it. I love reality in general anymore. It's ridiculous. There was certain shows on There is a couple shows that I love to watch. Like, I love watching Parenthood, and there's another show that I like watching, the Mike and Molly, the half-hour shows, you know, like that. There's like three, but everything else is reality. I said to my husband, this is ridiculous. Reality's taken over. I mean, I go from watching Log Splitters to the Swamp People to you know, the Housewives and Orange. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's just like,
I'm the same way. I'm like a reality junkie.
And then, like, I watch Jersey Shore, and then I get mad watching that because I think Snooki's so dumb sometimes. I swear, oh, my God.
I know,
so dumb.
This girl.
What is wrong with you, for Pete's sakes? But then I think, okay, but when I was that young, and then I said, yeah, when I was that young, I still wasn't that stupid. I still didn't do the stuff that she does. It's like, God, what is wrong with people? Oh, I just don't understand it. I really
that
don't.
Girl,
I just
throws herself on the steps and cries. And
like,
did you see the bottle of wine she bought last week and then tried to drag
it
home?
And then she drops it. And then she
drops it in the street and breaks it, and then she cries.
That didn't bother me. She couldn't understand why Gianni was so upset with her, because she pulled her dress up in the club, and then she lays on a couch thing in the club and shows her coochie, and it's
coochie.
Like, he's upset. He's like, okay, your chacha's hanging out. I'm out of here. And she doesn't understand why he got upset. Because you were drunk and you were showing your chacha. It's really simple for me. It's real black and white.
And
so
that
then,
was his first night there.
I
know, he just arrived.
Like, you're an idiot. So then he's talking to her on the phone after she goes back, and then or he goes back to the States, and then she says, he said, you embarrassed me. You're acting like a pig. So she's mad at him because he calls her a pig.
He
I'm
said,
like,
you're
oh,
acting like a pig.
Yeah, so she was all upset about that. I just got to laugh. I just
And he changed his Facebook status to single, and she about had a cow about that.
I'm like, this is too much. I can't take it. But I told my husband, I go, this is ridiculous. I just can't believe I'm addicted to stuff. There's some shows I can't stand. Like, I really don't like the trucker show, the ice truck, or not the ice truckers, or whatever they are, the road.
My husband watches that one.
It's okay, but it's like, okay, it bores me. And then, but I haven't watched Deadliest Catch in a while.
Yeah, I watched that one. I have to ask, do you watch Mob Wives?
No, I've never seen Mob Wives. And you know, okay, this is where that's probably one of the reality shows that I won't watch, because I refuse to give them any sort of, any popularity on my part, just because I think they're really a bad example. They're using...
See,
I don't like
that too. And everybody kept telling me, well, some people in our chat room kept saying, oh, you've got to watch it, you've got to watch it. And I thought, you know, I don't like to promote violence.
I
don't like the message it sends. And I don't think I'm going to like it. They said, just watch one or two episodes. And I thought, okay, for them, I'll watch one or two episodes. And do you know, Suze, I wound up getting hooked on that stupid show.
No, I watched a couple episodes too, but I just didn't like it. I thought, this is stupid.
Suze,
it's dumb.
Have you caught this new show that Boston Rob is on?
No, I haven't. Isn't that Travel Around the World in 180 Days or something like that?
It's Around the World in 80 Ways, and they have to use 80 different forms of transportation. It's on the History Channel. It's kind of cute. The other one that I'm really looking forward to, and I think it's going to air in January, it's on PBS, and Yul Kwan is going to be the host of America Revealed. And it looks very... It's not a reality thing. It's more of an interesting look at America. I caught a very long preview, like a 6-minute preview, at the end of Ken Burns' Prohibition series last week. But it looks like a very quality thing. I guess he quit working for the FCC. He had been a lawyer for them, and he quit that to work on it. And I like Yul. I mean, he is. What a smart guy.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I don't know, even documentaries, it's like, even I like watching more of that stuff, the realities of, I mean, it's just interesting. It's just fascinating. But there's, you know, Sherry, like, there's some shows, I just won't watch the Mob Wives. I just figure their history, I don't want to know. that their fathers were this or their uncles. I just don't care. I'm not going to do it because I don't want to promote. They're still getting something out of that because they're still bringing up their. I'm like, screw you guys. I don't have the time for that. I just don't
have it. Did you watch Expedition Impossible?
Yes, I loved it.
I love that show.
My favorite was the blind dude and his brother.
Oh my God, that was my favorite team, too. Oh, my gosh, what a team.
Weren't they awesome? Oh, my gosh. Just awesome.
Oh, my gosh. I absolutely adored them.
And I haven't heard, I hadn't heard too much. I just love that show. I need to go to a charity so I can just meet them sometime, I hope. But I loved watching also, I got to watch that Celebrity Rehab, and I seen Sugar was on it. So I texted her. I'm like, how's it going? Geez, I didn't realize she'd even been on that thing. And then she had told me that she was going on and stuff. And I'm like, I said, I hope you're doing better. And she said, yeah. And then when I watched it, I was like, wow, I knew she was kind of messed up, and I knew she had some problems and stuff. But sometimes you don't say anything. You just got to step back and you just can't say anything. And I remember,
who you keep in touch with from your season.
I still hear from Bob quite a bit. I talk to Bob quite a bit, and I still keep in contact with. And Maddie, I just got a text from him maybe a couple weeks ago. Just texted him and touched base with him, see how things are going. Paloma's pregnant. I talked to her through Facebook, and Jackie got married. Yeah, I keep in contact with Kenny, a lot of them like that. I still, text them or I'll email them, and they'll email me back. Though I never hear from Randy. Never hear from, and I hear from Jillian quite often, too, but I never hear from Corinne.
Randy actually showed up at this Vegas Bash event.
Vegas Bash.
And also, I think he's planning to go to Virginia, too, this coming weekend. So he's showing up at some of these events. I love Jillian, too.
Isn't she a sweetheart? God, she had a fantastic charity fundraiser in for that.
Are you getting
Michelle's
to go to any of those things?
I just don't because I'm so busy with my son. Now he's in college, and he's running cross-country. And
Doesn't that sound like a fun event that Jillian put on?
She's doing it again this year, and in the spring. I think that's the fall, isn't it?
She said it's April.
She called and asked,
but it's in April, and I just told April. I don't know. I don't mind helping, but it's just not my thing. I'm not a big travel person like that. I don't know, I just don't get. I feel almost like. I don't know. I think I just want to be more down to earth. I don't like people wanting to think that I'm anything. I'm not any different than you are.
So many people would love to see you. I mean, it's not that they think that you're any really different. It's just that they enjoyed you so much on this show, and they would just love to meet you in person. It's just like having you on our show. We love talking to you and talking about Survivor and hearing your point of views and just chatting with you. It's really no different.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I just need to make time, I guess, for it, but I just don't. I get where I fall into my lifestyle here. I'm in my routine. And if, for instance, in a couple weeks, my son will be running regionals in Creston, Iowa, so we'll go down to watch him run. And then in another 4 weeks, he'll be running the Nationals in New Mexico. So I have to go to see. I have to go watch him run.
What's his event?
So he runs cross country
for
North Iowa Community College. It's about 30 miles from here. It's in Mason City, so it's a community college. And he's their top runner right now, and he's just a fabulous boy. He's running so fantastic. I couldn't be more proud. And so it's just been really fun watching him run. And he's just when he's busy, we're busy. You know what I mean? It's just.
Yep.
Do you have any events going in December, the beginning of December?
I don't think so. What's going on in December? Am I missing
something? There's Toys for Tots at the beginning of December 2nd through the 4th in New Hampshire.
Oh, I have to write that down. I got to write this stuff down. I get invites all the time, and it's just so hard to. And then
that's
plus
a
I
wonderful
work
event.
Too. Yeah, I work in an elementary school, and I work with level one students, kindergarten through second grade, and I love doing that. They're kids that just need extra help, and we have about 16 students that we work with, and so it's, and I only have so many days off from work too. And my most, if I'm going to travel, I usually can do it during the summer because I have my summers off. So it's kind of, that's when I try to do it. And otherwise, I have to ask for time off, and I don't get paid for. I mean, I get certain days off, so many random days, and after that, after you use them up, then you don't get paid for them anymore. I still have to pay my bills.
I haven't won the lottery yet.
Jeez. I wonder who won the lottery. They said that there was a ticket. I seen it on the news. And it needed to be turned in, like, but this would have been like in September, this last month. And if it wasn't going to be turned in by that point, it would be like expired. And it was like a big one, like $180 million or something.
Hate to see that?
So then you think how many families are affected because this ticket was not turned in. So, of course, I go to my wallet thinking maybe it's mine. No, it wasn't. It wasn't mine. Oh,
doggone it.
I know it. I was hoping. But anyway, I suppose I better hit the sack here soon. I got to get up to go to work. But
well, Susie,
it's really neat.
Absolute joy having you on. And I hope that someday you'll think about going to one of the events and come out and meet some of the fans, because they would absolutely adore meeting you and having a chance just to talk to you and, you know, just meet you and have the experience of saying, you know, I got to meet Susie Smith. Those events are so much fun, and it really does thrill the fans to get to meet the people of Survivor. And they don't really think that, you know, that
we're any more special.
People on
a big
pedestal.
Yeah.
It's just a joy to be able to talk to the people who've been on Survivor and learn their experiences and, you know, what they've been through and what they're doing now. And, you know, we've all been watching Survivor since season one. And, it's just so interesting to find out what people are doing, you know, since they've been off the show and, you know, all the things that we didn't get to see when you were on the show, and just those little factoids that you learn when you get to talk to somebody in person. And so, you know, if you get to, you know, get out to one of the events, I hope that you, you know, can make it out sometime. And
I'll have to try harder. You're always
welcome on the Rad Reality Show. I can't thank you enough for joining us tonight.
Thank you, Susie.
Thank you so much for having me. Yeah,
come
you
on
betcha.
And talk about Survivor and giving us
go
your
Cochran.
Input.
What's that?
I said go Cochran.
No kidding! Don't you just love that guy? I want to meet him. I do feel that way. Like, I remember when I first met Rudy Bosch from Borneo. I'm his biggest fan. I thought I have to meet this guy. So out at the 10-year. Went to the 10-year CBS. They had the big 10-year Survivor reunion. So I went out to that, and I was looking for him, and I was scouting all over the place for him, and I found him. So I'm like,
aww.
I just went over, and I had to go meet him, and he is just the sweetest guy. So I had invited him to come to my charity that I had last year, and so I called him, and it was really cool because he calls me back, and I left this message on my machine for like a month because I just loved hearing his voice, and he'd say, now, Susie, I'd sure love to come, you know, and he was going on about how he couldn't because, you know, he's a Navy SEAL, and they were having their 30-year Navy SEAL reunion on the weekend that I was going to have my charity. I'd love to come, but I just can't. But, you know, you call me for the next one. By God, I'll come out. And he was just going on and on about it. And I thought, oh. So I have his number. I thought, I just got to call him once. He probably doesn't know who I am, probably. But it's just neat to call him and talk to him. He's so neat. He was just the neatest guy to talk to. I'm sure he was. He really is.
Susie,
you guys would have adored
him. One caller. Would you mind taking one call before you go?
Sure.
Okay. Area code 773, you're live on the Rad Reality Show with Susie from Borneo. From Gabon.
From Gabon. I'm good.
Hi, it's Chi-Town Joe. How you doing?
Hi, Chi-Town Joe.
I was calling up because I thought you were closing down, and I wanted to talk about everybody going to Virginia this weekend.
Oh, okay.
Because it seemed I've been getting a lot of hits.
Well,
from them.
I know Susie said she needed to go. If you didn't have any questions for her, we'll give Susie that opportunity. You can stay on the line, Joe.
I'll hold.
Okay, thank you, Joe. Cool.
No problem.
Susie,
all right. Hey,
thank you so much, hon.
You bet. Thank you for having me, and hopefully I'll talk to you guys Monday night again when you guys get your...
We will talk to you Monday.
Yeah, you betcha. So you guys
right,
take care.
Take
thank
care.
You, Paul.
Thank
you, Sherry, for having me, okay?
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my goodness. I love the accent. I'm sorry.
I love the deep voice.
She's a nice lady. She surely is.
Hey, Joe, before you start talking about that, American Horror Story is still on my DVR. Is the second episode just as good?
It is very bloody. I watched it today.
Okay. All right.
But very, very gruesome.
Okay.
Okay, so that'll tell you.
Okay.
I was surprised. I was mad because it taped over my real world. I was going to call and talk about the real world, too.
I have to catch up with that. How many episodes do I have to catch up on now?
Three.
Oh, my goodness.
And one after show. So, but it's really interesting so far.
So, Virginia, you're getting, you still have the feed? You're looking forward to seeing the live streams?
Yes, absolutely. And I've been getting so much on Facebook from these fans and house guests, and it's quite amazing, you know. Moosey has her moose doll sitting in a window seat of
oh,
the
yeah.
airplane. And I hope everybody that's out there listening, the 13 of you who I may not know or I do know, and I sent invitations today for the Toys for Tots, because I got from Panther this morning very early. So I started sending stuff out and to invites so my people would know, because I really think I'm going to go to the Toys for Tots.
Well, wonderful.
Really?
Yeah. You know, I'm still toying with the idea of going myself, Joe.
I know, I saw that. Because you already were kind of, when you invite people on Facebook, your picture was already darkened out. So, because I thought I'd catch you, but, and I'm trying to get some my West Coast Big Brother friends out, you know, just because I know it means so much to everybody and for kids and especially, but Cowboy's cooking, and Panther wants to know how many heads are really coming so she can have enough food, and it just looks like a lot of fun, you know? So we'll see, you know? So that's why I must have sent out 300 invitations, so we'll see. Hopefully they'll come through. But and then Paul and I have our Sunday night football game that I'm not going to really pay attention to, though, this week.
Oh, my God. I don't want to get my hopes up too much, but, you know, I really
want
to.
You might beat us after we
get
our...
I want to kick your butt so bad.
Well, you might as well. It's a year. They're changing over. Ron would be going nuts because they're
yeah.
changing over all the general managers and everybody here in Chicago for the Cubs now, and that's happening today. They're bringing in all the Boston Red Sox people. So he'd be having there is still a chance that Sandberg might come back.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Yeah, he would have some hopes again. Obviously, there's always those that are hopeful that the Cubbies will come through. But right now, I'm so NFL.
Yes. Well, I'll give you the game because I just think that we are not up to par. I really, after watching what happened on
Detroit. I can't hopes up too much. It's been hard because the first three games we played, we had significant leads, and we lost all three of them. And I sit there and watch, you know, the Vikings start to score, and I sit there and go,
yeah,
20 points is not enough, you know, because we're going to not show up in the second half. And No, it's always a very, very competitive game between the Bears and the Vikings. So I am looking forward to prime time Sunday night.
I'll be watching The Walking Dead. The second season airs on Sunday. It starts airing on Sunday night. So on AMC, it's
so
Halloween
has,
night.
As you've been following people that are going to Virginia, is everybody pretty much
they're there?
They're en route or there?
Mostly the house guests are there.
Okay.
Now, I'm only speaking like this year's house guest. I got pictures on the road from Dominic and Lawson and
Lawan.
Lawan, I mean, I always call him Lawson. I don't know why I call him Lawan for him. But they're all there. And we know Michelle was going tonight. Cowboy isn't going because he was putting the kids down, so last I saw. So, but a lot of them are there, so I think Ben will be happy as he rolls in. They're all going to be there. So,
yeah,
I know Michelle was planning on getting there early.
Yeah, true, too. And I really hope she has and makes some money because that they really need to help rebuild that, you know, a shelter.
Right, right.
Well, I'm looking forward to the stream starting at 7 p.m. Eastern time tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll be watching that. It's just for 2 days, but I definitely be watching that. And then I get into the Halloween thing, you know, really heavy, as anybody that looks at my Facebook pages and sees all the horror stuff.
You like your horror and your Halloween, don't you, Joe?
Yeah, I never grew up. But it was funny because Cowboy was watching a scary movie, and he got scared, and he said he screamed as loud as his daughter. And between Alan Golden and Dan, they really went after him, you know? And then
three.
I got involved in it, so it was pretty funny.
Those three are like the Three Stooges. I tell you, you have to know those three. I'm telling you what.
It's funny.
Those three are something else.
Yeah, those three. They just sit back and watch. That's a show in itself. You know, you got two
it
and a half men.
It is a show in itself.
They should do a TV show, those three themselves. It'd be funny.
Those
but,
three would be good at it. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Those three have a thing going. They tease each other on an ongoing, never-ending basis. And it's funny to watch. It's hysterical to see what one is going to come up with next. And they never end it. It just goes on and on and on and on. And they get pretty creative sometimes, I'll tell you.
They sure do.
It's
what was it? Cowboy thought he was gay the other night. That was the really funny one. Because he must have had about 25 comments on there going after him from all across the United States. He sometimes gets real funny. So I have to laugh sometimes, you know. Because Dan just really rips into him. So funny. But I thought maybe I would go up to the New Hampshire in Portsmouth if they have a direct flight. I would assume they would have a direct flight out of O'Hare or maybe even Midway in Chicago. I'm sure there's some airport up there, right?
Right. You would fly into Manchester.
Oh, okay. I would love it because it looks like a good time. And then, you know, they have a party or something, and the cover charge is only $10. And I was like, I thought we were giving money to the kids. So, but I would surely bring a bigger check than that, you know.
Right. That event up there is so, so nice. And, you know, having Cowboy cook dinner on Friday night, and it's so intimate. I mean, you literally spend the weekend with the reality stars that are coming there for the weekend. You are with them for the entire weekend. And it's all for the kids. There's no possibility of anyone saying negative things or asking any questions about the event or the charity. It's a wonderful cause, and everyone does what they can to get, you know, the money, the donations, and the toys for the kids. And they have the firefighters come in and, you know, get the toys. It's all done on video, so everyone gets to see it. It's on the live feeds, and it's just a wonderful thing they do. And they've worked very, very hard all year long to get the, you know, everything situated and planned and get the reality people. And I think it's going to be a great event. I think this is going to be the biggest one they've done yet, and I can't wait to see all the people that's going to be there this year. I think it's going to be about the biggest one they've ever done.
Yeah, I think so, too.
You need to get Panther and or Cowboy to do a drop.
We will. We've talked about it. They're waiting to finalize their guest list before they do a promo for the event.
Well, I think, too, if I could bring my wheelchair, if Ben keeps his word and puts on those Blackhawk horns on my wheelchair, that would be kind of funny. I'd have to wear headphones, but...
you would.
Scare the bejesus out of people.
Yes, I would be happy to dress like Santa. In that wheelchair, but I really would look forward to it. It looks like it's a lot of fun, and it's a really, really good cause. It's a smaller event.
You couldn't bring your mom with you.
No, she wouldn't come. She's got a head cold, and she's really upset today, and she wasn't feeling good, so she didn't even go to class today, but. You know, what
can
you do?
Feels better.
Yeah, you know, what the heck, you know. But, I'm going to definitely watch feeds this weekend. It should be good. And I can't wait for Tuesday. I think that show with Cowboy is going to be fun.
Yes, Harry, as long as you Brother 13?
Yes, the one all about
Why don't we promo stuff coming up and wrap the show up here, Cherry?
Yeah, why don't you do that? And, Cherry, you call me anytime when you want to. I'm
going to
go watch Bill O'Reilly's on Dave Letterman. So that's a nice cocktail for the evening, you know. And the evening, those two fighting. So
thank you for calling in, Joe. You have a great night, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye, Paul.
Bye. See you, Joe.
Good luck, and goodbye, everybody. Good night.
Good night.
Hey, before you launch into some of these things, I just checked which closing you put up there, and there's two versions, and you have the wrong one up. So when you get ready for the closing, cue me up, and I'll play it for you, okay?
I have the right one.
No, it says come back tomorrow night is the one that you've got, and we don't have it.
I've got. I can do it.
Okay.
Just
to let you know, I got the other version ready in case you didn't. All right. Enough technical talk. Go ahead.
On Manic Monday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Michelle Costa is going to have Patrick from Season 10, the winner of Biggest Loser, joining us to inspire all of us on eating healthier, having a healthier life, and we hope you all will join us to talk with Patrick and discuss Biggest Loser and talk about eating healthier and having a healthier lifestyle. I think that's going to have a wonderful impact on a lot of us.
Michelle say that there would be likely to be other past contestants in addition to him that might pop in, right?
There very well might be other Biggest Losers call in and join the show as well. So we don't know who might pop in from Biggest Loser on that show. So join us for a Biggest Loser extravaganza on Monday, Manic Monday with Michelle Costa.
Will be another epic.
That will be at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Manic Monday. Be here. On Tuesday, I know we normally don't do Tuesday shows. This is a special show. We are having, Cowboy is bringing to us a special show with Big Brother 13 winner Rachel Riley and her fiancé, Brendan Villegas.
There you go with that F word again.
Got to get that F word in there.
Hey, and people going along with we don't normally do a Tuesday, spread the word to your friends. We'll try to promote it, but being that it's an off night, if you will, for us, make sure everybody lets their friends know.
Yes, we are going to put this out there as much as we can, like Paul said, but Red Reality Show normally doesn't have Tuesdays, so we put this on a Tuesday night just for Rachel and Brendan, and we're giving them the floor. Everyone can come in, bring your questions, call in and talk to Rachel and Brendan, find out what they're doing now that they're out of the house, ask them questions about what they did when they were in the house, whatever you want to ask them. Call in and talk to the winner of Big Brother 13. Those are our two big shows coming up. We hope you will join us. We're going to wrap this show up tonight. As we always do, we're going to close with Ron. And I'm going to close with Ron playing a song that he played sometimes. Sometimes he calms the storm. Hope you guys have a great night. We hope to see you on Monday. Have a great weekend. Thank you for joining us. Be sure to watch the live feeds on Superpass and watch what's going on in Virginia at Reality Rescue. Have a great weekend, folks. Thank you for joining us tonight. Good night, everyone. Here's Ron.
Thank you. Good night, everyone. Here's a song I'm going to play. It's called Sometimes He Comes Storm. Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
All the sail the sea face, find out before too long how quickly blue skies can grow dark and gentle winds grow strong, and suddenly fear is like white water pounding on the soul. Still we sail on knowing that our Lord is in control. Sometimes He calls
guys. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow night. Don't miss the show.
Good night, all. Have a great weekend.
Good night, Jerry.
Good night.